Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to the YCLA Magazine radio show. I am your host, Katrina Dalway, and thank you so much for joining us on today. And, you know, I hope your week has gone well. I hope you have made a difference in your world, in your life, you know, this last week, and continue to move forward with what you know you are intended to do in life. And, you know, we've talked to so many people. We had a wonderful New York choreographer from last week talking about how this was something that she enveloped. She consumed it as a child, and thus her journey from that point on. Or you may have realized in your 20s that it's time to really walk in that very thing that's been nagging at you, that you ignored as a child, that you chose not to pay attention to as a child. And so YCLA wants to help you really, really pursue those things by providing you with life stories from people that have succeeded, on people that are on their journey, people that are on their way. And so that's why we are here for you. A lot of people ask me, why YCLA? And I tell them all the time, the story. You know, and I do believe that this really speaks for itself, and I know that you can relate to it. YCLA stands for You Can Live Again. And I don't know about you, but in life we go through challenges, whether it's physical, whether it's our surroundings, whether it's from our upbringing, but we all go through some type of life challenge. And once again, some of us make it, and then some of us pull back, and then some of us give up, and some of us allow people to discourage us. And the one thing I am is I am a bona fide, through and true, 200% fighter. I have been around people that have done their best to dissuade me, to distract me, to get me off track, all because they knew what my purpose was. And then there are just those assassins that are out there to try to sabotage you, to try to set you up, to try to make it look like they're for you, when in the end they're really not. I'm telling you, I've seen it all. And because of that, I fought back and I said, you won't win here. You know, there's a God-given strength that he's given me. That's why You Can Live Again is a very strong, strong message to the people. Because I stand here for you. I stand as an example for you not to quit when people try to think that they're sabotaging you, when they really don't. I've experienced it all. I've experienced them in groups, honey. I've experienced people literally set it up to try and sabotage or break me down. Or I've seen every little bit. You know that old saying that the devil doesn't try new tricks? You know, he tries the same old tricks but uses different people. And it's so funny because God has taught me to always be watchful of every living creature, every person. I am very, very aware of everything because I've experienced so much for us. But I tell you one thing. I do not allow them, not one person, to get me. I will encourage anyone to stay on the path that God has commanded you to. Yes, will he use people? Yes, will he use people that operate in love, but they're really operating in hate in the end, or they're really looking for something in the end? Yes, he'll use those people. The enemy will. And when they open themselves up and with their smiling selves, when they're actually being deceitful, yes, they come there. They come like that. And it's so important for you to realize that when you open yourself up to them, it is not over. You were allowed to see something so that you don't fall in that trap again. So you can live again. So it's okay. You can get up and you can pursue your purpose and you can pursue all that God has for you. Because in the end, you have to go back to what I stand on. God is my maker. God is my creator. God is everything to me. And when I fall, I know he's there to catch me and pick me back up again. If I'm going through something in my home, if I'm no matter what, how many people ever know? Because I'm smiling all the time. Because I know that in the end, whether it takes a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year, it's going to be okay. God's going to work it out. Whether it's someone, again, that has come around and tried to look like a sheep in wolf's clothing, it's going to be okay. You love them and you leave them alone. That's what you do. Because you learn that in the end, whenever you have purpose, not everybody's going to like you. That's the very thing that I really want you to understand, that I really want you to get a hold of, is that people, not everybody can handle your where you are. Not everybody can handle your successes. Not everybody can just handle who you are. I am finding that there are more people that just don't like confident people. And you know what I look at? That's your problem, because I know some that can handle it. So you have to be careful of also who you center yourself around. Because if you center yourself around people that are constantly trying to pick at you, needle you, trying to see if they can break your fall, you're going to continue to have to pick yourself back up. But I'm thankful for, and you be thankful, be thankful for those times when you had to pick yourself up, because there's a learning point in everything. And that's the message that our guests have in reference to staying focused. Trust me, they've dealt with some stuff. I'm telling you, they have dealt with some things. But they stayed the course. And guess what? Those very same people that tried to prick at them have to come back. The Bible says he will make your enemies your footstool. And you have to remember that. Well, today we have a wonderful guest. We are waiting on her to come on board. And her name is Azie Tesfa of the Golden Globe nominated series, Jane the Virgin. She is a wonderful actress. And she is the quote unquote, no strings attached, one of the star's love interest. And so, you know, the goal when I'm talking to these actors and actresses is to really just find out what it is that caused them to want to stay in the race in such a competitive, competitive world. And so I'm so excited to be, you know, just to have the platform for them to tell their story, because they get told so much. Oh, but you're in a Golden Globe story, but you know sometimes they don't get asked about themselves, and so I enjoy asking them about how they made it. And so, without further ado, I want to take the time to welcome Azie Tesfa.
Yeah,
did I say that right, Azie?
Hi.
How are you? Can you hear me, Azie?
A little bit.
Can you hear me? So we're just having a little technical difficult with Azie, but she's going to be coming on. Azie, can you hear me? She's going to come back in just a minute, but we're getting ready to, and she's going to just talk about her journey, and then she's just going to share some encouraging words and talk about the show. And so we're looking forward to hearing what Azie has to say. and how she made it, you know. And hey, and just so you know, the reason why I got off the subject is because I can really go on. I can really, really, really dive into that, you know. But there's an inner strength that if you tap into, you truly can survive. You truly can live again. And so we'll you know, every now and then we'll touch on that. But, you know, I just want to bring Azzy back in. And thank you, Azzy, for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I want to make sure I'm saying that name right, that beautiful name.
Azzy Tesfaye.
Azzy. Got the last name right. Yay, mama's happy.
That's the hard part.
Tesfaye, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. We're just so happy to have you on the YCLA Magazine radio show. And to our listening audience that listens in, it stands for You Can Live Again. It empowers people to continue to walk in their destiny and their purpose. It allows us to hear from people like you that continue to overcome the obstacles and really pursue your destiny. And so I just want to thank you and just want you, you know, Azzy, you're a stunning actress. You're a philanthropic entrepreneur who is starring on a critically acclaimed Golden Globe nominated series, Jane the Virgin. And I really want you to share with our audience your journey, you know, in becoming an actress. When did you know you wanted to be an actress, Azzy?
I grew up in Los Angeles, so I actually didn't want to have anything to do with the entertainment industry because I knew how trying and difficult it was. I had friends that did it growing up, and I wanted to stay very far away with it. So in my mind, I thought I could be a lawyer maybe. So I went to Berkeley, and I studied business, and I was getting ready to apply to law schools. And I had always loved doing theater as a hobby. So I'd always taken classes and done plays, more stage than anything else. And around my senior year, an old commercial agent of mine had reached out that there was a pilot that I was really right for. And I had been in the Bay Area, you know, for a while with school, and so I was happy to come back to L.A. And I thought, why not? This is such a random opportunity. Why not try? And, of course, I think when you really don't want – when you don't care as much about something, you don't stress about it, it tends to come. So –
Isn't that
I ended
amazing
up getting this,
how that happens?
It's so true. Whenever I put too much strain or stress on anything, it doesn't happen. But, you know, I believe in God. And so I think that the minute you try to control your own fate or your destiny too much, that's his way of telling you, you know, don't think that you have everything under control yourself. There's so much more for us to trust in. And so, you know, it's all the lesson I learned from it was essentially to stay open to possibility and try your best. And I went in and I ended up getting this pilot. And I didn't do it because I had a couple months left of school, and my mom said, there's no way you're dropping out of school after all that I've done to get you to go through college and business school with 3 months left to graduate. So she said, after you graduate, you can do whatever you want. So I finished school, but it was enough to get me a manager and to start auditioning. And I told myself I'd give myself 5 months, which in hindsight seems like a very short, crazy number. And if nothing happened or I made no leeway, then I would continue to apply to law school, which wasn't really my passion. I just seemed like something to do till I figured out what I wanted to do. I was just killing more time, basically.
Thankfully, to do that.
Yeah, and I got something, and it was the best first job I could have ever had, and it was a TV series that shot in San Diego, and I really fell in love with the business end. I'd always loved the craft, but I fell in love with even the business as well, and the ups and downs while I was doing that series, and I learned how to, you know, I was there for a year, and I did 30 episodes, so I learned how to be on set, and it was like a boot camp in the best way for me.
Wow. And it was your first job. And so here's the thing. What I like you said is when you relax and when you don't stress about it, then everything just
easier said than done. But it's so true. It's so true. When if you know, and I had this conversation with a good girlfriend of mine last night about, we were having a discussion about making sure that you do everything in your own power, you know, not saying, okay, I've tried my best and letting it go, but really truly trying your best in every aspect, making sure that you have good reps that are submitting you for things and you're getting into the auditions you should be, you know, really working hard on the appointments and studying. And but then after that, there's not much you can do, and it's wasted energy kind of stressing about what job you get. And and just trusting that what's meant for you will be, and what's not is somebody else's, and that's good for them, you know.
Right. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, this is definitely that nugget right there says a lot, you know, because you know, even as you know, being a motivator to people, you know, we're about making it happen, assertiveness, you know, getting. But we have to remember to relax in that thought process. And like you said, it is a work in progress, and we have to allow it to come into place while you're working at it at the same time. And I think that's one of our biggest issues, and it could create, you know, some negative karma there, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, because you don't ever want, you know, right before I got this job, I remember I was, I worked on another series right before this, but before that I took a year and a half off because I was really burnt out, and I did a lot of charity stuff and just traveled a lot. And then the minute I came back, I've been working nonstop. But, you know, I was kind of pressed upon the idea of abundance, and that there is abundance of roles and opportunities for everyone. There's more than enough for everyone. And the minute you really accept that, it becomes a reality, and it's true.
Yeah.
So that really helped me in terms of, you know, letting go what's not mine and embracing what comes to me, is that things have your name on it before they come to you. And there's so much out there. Yeah.
Whoa, that's a beautiful statement. You know, because we get so caught up in being competitive where we forget that there's more than enough out there. And whatever you're supposed to be doing, gosh, that's it's such a great reminder to our listening audience. You know, what's for you is for you.
Yeah.
No matter
and
what.
And I think that applies for acting, for any kind of work, for for spouses, for soulmates, for whatever. Like, you know, what's meant for you will come to you in your time, and all you can do is really focus on being the best version of yourself you can be for all of that to come to you. And that's all we have control over.
Well, I tell you, okay, so you put everything, you've really done a phenomenal job, and it shows now, you know, you didn't have to work too hard, you didn't have to grind, you know, you didn't have to really meal to, you know, have this wonderful, you know, role. And so just tell us about that. How do you feel about being a part of Jane the Virgin? How do you feel about that?
It's incredible. You know, it's funny what we've been talking about. I think the lesson of things coming with ease, whatever, you know, whatever's meant for you will come with ease, which is to not be confused with, it still requires hard work, but it will come to you with ease. I've always had to audition for shows and, you know, go in 5-6 times and then you test, and it's a very long process. But when the Jane the Virgin audition came in, it was at 1:30 in the afternoon for the same day at 4:30. So I had 3 hours. I had very little time to prepare. It was, I think, 8 pages of the, you know, detective cop dialogue. And I ran it with a friend to the best that I can. I drove to the Valley. I did the audition. I did it, and there I waited for a while because they were seeing a lot of girls. It was the last girl that went in, and I read it once, and I said, oh, I want to read it again. I think being an insecure actor, we always, as an artist, you want to do things over and over until you feel good.
Yes, 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 yes.
And our amazing casting director, Allison, said to me, no, I don't think you should do it again. I think that was it. And I said, I really want to do it again. And she said, okay, well, I'm going to ask the assistant. And if she thinks, you know, then you can, if not. And the assistant's like, I don't think you should do it again. And she said to me, you have to trust in yourself. You have to trust in your talent. and find security in that. And I remember in that moment thinking, wow, that's not just a good actor lesson. That's a good lesson as a woman, and listening to my gut and my talent and having confidence in that. And I left that appointment and I emailed my agent and I said, I don't know if I got the job, but I love that woman. That casting director taught me a big life lesson that I need to trust in myself more. And I did it once and that's all I was allowed to do. And then the next morning I found out I got the job. So, you know, even the process of getting this show was a lesson within itself for me that was so obvious. And so then I got the job the next morning, and they wanted me at the table read an hour later. I went to the table read. I met the whole cast. And then I started the next morning at 5:30 in the morning. So it was very fast. Yeah, it was very fast. So I didn't really know. I had Googled the show. I came in episode 2, so they only had a pilot that no one had seen yet. I know that early on I got really great reviews, but I didn't know anything. So I didn't know that I was walking into this massive blessing, which is what we were saying earlier about you.
Hey there, we got lost there. Oh, my gosh. Hello? Hi there.
Hi, we keep having technical difficulties.
Oh,
sorry.
My gosh. Goodness. Thank God I've done TV. Thank God I have done movies. Thank God I've done commercials. Because I would be just fussing really bad right now because I know that technical stuff happens. Good grief. Thank you
so much
for coming back because you were saying some good stuff, Miss Ozzie.
Aw. Yeah, so then I was a part of then the show premiered and it was everything that I thought it could be when I watched the pilot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is absolutely awesome. Well, Ozzie, if you had anything to say to our listening audience in closing, what would it be? What is that end-all, be-all, take-home? You learned a life lesson. That woman really changed your life, really.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
from all areas, she really changed your life. And so what would you say to our audience?
I think you get one life, and we all have a dream placed in our heart. We all have desire and passion placed in our heart. Whether we speak on it or not is personal. But I think you have to follow whatever that is that you know you want to do with your life, and you can't be fearful of it. And, releasing a fear is something that I've been really focused on, and I think it's a good lesson because the minute you do that, then there's no limitation to what you can do with this one life you're given. And I think that we all want to leave a legacy behind. So living a life with purpose is the only way to live life. So if there's something that you want to do, start today and do it, and do it without fear.
Do it without fear. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Ozzie. We'll continue to be following you and,
thank you.
Good stuff. And hey, hope to have you on again and give us another life lesson.
I would love that. We'll do one all the one with no technical difficulties.
There you go, right? I'm telling you, because I'm going to email your PR people and tell them, hey, I want her back. Bring her back.
Maybe we can bring you back.
Yes. Well, thank you again, Ozzie, and continued success to you. And thank you for being an example of encouragement and being fearless out there.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad. I hope that I can be. So thank you.
Yes, yes. We'll make that happen. And to our listening audience, we have had a wonderful conversation with Ozzie Tesfai, who is a wonderful soul. It just goes to show you if you are determined and if you're a good soul, if you rest in God, if you're fearless, if you believe, you can follow the exact same path as Ozzie. And so thank you all so much for joining us on today. Ozzie, we look forward to having you back. Until we meet again, remember that you can live again.